It says that you're a songwriter. It says you're a poet. You're a gospel recording artist, an in-depth worshiper, and CEO of the Glory Ministry. If we are to break it down, there's one particular one, in-depth worshiper. What does it mean? She says, hey, you're brofo.
I mean, in-depth is, you know, deep worshiper.
Deep worshiper.
When I'm in that zone, it's just me and God. Sometimes I have to remember there's an audience in front of me. But yeah, I mean, my journey has totally been God. Like, Doreen, when I look at my life, I like to say I'm a spoiled brat. Like, God spoils me. Aww. It's not even funny. I've had like really dark phases that I thought I would make it. I've had to contemplate, do I really need to be in this world or not? I mean, I've gone through phases. Mm-hmm. And just to be here and enjoy the grace and the mercies of God and see how God orchestrates things when he has to do with me. Like, sometimes I'm even dragging my feet.
Aww.
I'm even doing... I won't do.
Do it.
And God still makes a way for me. So I'm really grateful that when I go into that zone, it's just about pouring out my heart to God and in worship. It's not about anyone around me. Of course, I know I'm leading, but there are times that even in my quiet time, it's just sold out. So it's just me, God, and that environment. Sometimes in my quiet space, I even tell God, oh, tonight's 11 p.m., let's have a date. I do the weirdest things. Then I take my blankets and I take a cup of water and I say, we're on a date, you know, and we just spend time together as long as possible and I listen and I hear. So I think that's what it means.
Oh. Great to hear. And the Glory Ministry, what's it about?
So the Glory Ministry, if you've noticed, I don't have a Kwendalyn Yegley ministry.
Okay.
So the Glory Ministry was when I was young, in my teenage stage, actually. I was praying and I heard God say, you are my glory. And since then, everything that has to do pertains to my ministry, I always want to just tag that to glory, because if that's how God sees me, then that's how he addresses me. Mm-hmm. So when I started as an artist, a few names popped up, especially the normal cliche of, okay, Kwendalyn Yegley ministry is what everyone expects. But I said, no, I'd rather do the Glory Ministry, which is the glory of God ministry.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, we are used to the names that come with it, but this time, I mean, it's still the name, but this one, the name of God. And that's beautiful to know. Now, some time back, you said that you had to quit your job to pursue music.
This matter is a matter.
Yeah, Kwendalyn.
Okay, so
what job was it?
My first degree is in business development.
Okay.
And so I was a business development manager for Africa Cola. Yes. So I resigned from that because I needed to focus. I didn't have the time and my office wasn't in Sawam. And I literally didn't have a life. I wake up so early to beat traffic. I come back really late sitting in traffic and I didn't have time to do what gave me joy, or I'm always been tired to wake up in the middle of the night to pray. So I had to let that go, and it was good money.
I can imagine.
It was foreign currency as well. Ew. Yeah. It was good money at the time. So I had to let that go. But however, I have a business of my own now. And I mean, that was a long time ago. I have a business of my own now. I'm into construction.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. Did I say you have to teach me, or you say you teach me?
The only thing you're teaching me is rap, and I'm teaching you dance.
Oh my goodness, Kwendalyn. But it must have been difficult for you, because, you know, for a lot of people, they say that quitting your job, you know, to do something like music. Mm-hmm. I mean, for a layman, where am I going to even get the money to push it into this aspect?
I mean, to be fair, I had saved up.
You're saved
up. It wasn't a random decision. Okay. I took my time. Mm. I'd saved up enough to last me a bit. But from my journey, one of the things I'm very confident about is God always provides for me from places I don't even think I'll get provision. So I wasn't scared about what the future held or anything like that. But I mean, it also inspired me to awaken the construction in me as well. And, you know, and I have the eye. I'm the eye. I'm called the eye on every side. I see things nobody else sees.
Of course.
You know, so, I mean, it's all a journey. And I think when you follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and you just trust God, God is there to show you that He'll never disappoint.
Most definitely. Yeah. Now, you attend a church at ICGC. Mm-hmm. Open Heavens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shout out to Reverend.
Hi, Open Heavens.
Is it Zezemeku?
Hehe. Yes, please. Hehe.
Okay. The Ewe, I'm still learning.
Oh, don't worry. You, you're not the only one that says
Zeze. I'm not Ewe, so, but I try Hehe Meku. Does the church support your ministry?
Oh, yeah. Did you see the video?
Which video?
The next morning. So, VGM. TGMA. Was on Saturday. And on Sunday, my pastor literally, I mean, me, I was just sitting in my corner. It was the grand finale of our conference, Empower Conference. And we had finished and we were rounding up and he was like doing the announcements. And then he just said, let's welcome Quindlin. And the whole church just went, yeah.
Everybody. Oh, so you made it to check that Sunday.
Oh, I did. I had to sing. I had to do a prelude for the service. So
I can tell you, one quarter of people didn't go to check that Sunday because looking at the time the TGMS ended,
yes,
a lot of people probably were not able to. Oh, so they gave you a warm welcome then.
Yes, and my chapel as well. You know, we took pictures. We were like, yay, she's in our chapel. What other chapel has a celebrity? But I mean, my church family is amazing. My pastor is such a blessing to all of us. And aside from me, there are other talents in church. Rafia is in my church. We have Mina, who's now coming up. We have a few people who are in the music ministry, and my pastor is someone who would always support our walk. And he's such a blessing, so I'm thankful that he's my shepherd as well.
God bless them for celebrating you as well. Of course, they have something good in the church. Now, you released the Beth EP last year, and I remember, I think you were here when you released
it. I was, yes, when we were dancing.
Yes. We spoke about a number of things, but
yes.
I mean, since last year till now, how has it been? How has the response been?
I mean, I'm sitting here again. It's been amazing. You know, we did like we decided to do a tour in a few countries that got placed in our spirit, and we started. We did Ghana, we did Nigeria, we did South Africa and Kenya. Mm-hmm. In fact, at the EP lunch, I mentioned South Africa and Kenya at the spot. And my management was like, that was not part of the plan.
I don't
even know why. When we were speaking, I just heard in my spirit and I said it.
But you were know? There.
And then I'm like, South Africa and Kenya, I'm going to see them. And weirdly enough, then I get an invitation to come and minister in South Africa.
Yeah, so
I said, oh, then we might as well just do this. So I went into South Africa 3 days before my ministration. My ministration was at Pretoria. So I stayed in Joburg and I did a few rounds and then went to Pretoria to minister, came back and I did a song in Joburg again with a South African gospel artist, Yvonne May. Okay. And then on my way back, I had to do another ministration in Kenya. So I stopped by Kenya and then I did a few rounds as well. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Once God puts something in us, I always like to say that God is not a father that sends you on an errand and doesn't give you money for church or cry. Do you understand? I mean, He always makes provision. We just need to align.
Wow. This is like you need to believe. You need to have that feel to be able to say something like, I'll be in South Africa when it's not planned. In Kenya when it's not planned.
Beats me for this one.
But it came to pass. That's beautiful. I remember I saw pictures of you when you were in South Africa and I was like, yo, this lady is she's just amazing. She's pushing so hard. Oh, beautiful. Congratulations
Thank
on that.
You.
And now let's speak on TGMA. Bradash, please, I would
Hi,
want us
Bradash.
To listen to the song that won Quindlin the TGMA Female Vocalist of the Year. And yeah, is it Come and See?
It's Hold My Hand.
It's Hold My Hand. Okay. It's Hold My Hand. DJ Bradash is looking for Hold My Hand because that song was the song that won her the Female Vocalist of the Year at the TGMAs. And when she actually gave us, you gave just a little brief on, I mean, the idea or the story behind that song, I was like, wow. Quindlin, you have a lot to share. Well, let's listen to the song. Since she brought it up just a little on the stage, I'm sure this time she'll tell us a little bit more about it. So, Hold My Hands by Quindalyn. Beautiful song, and I'm just listening to it. By just listening to it, I feel like I could sing it. I connect to it. And you mentioned something to do with depression on the night.
Mm.
You said there was at a time you were going through depression, and I was like,
yes.
What is the story behind the song?
Okay, so I wrote the song 7 years ago.
7 years ago? What is it 7 years ago?
I wrote.
You wrote. Okay, so you wrote and then you put it out when?
So I wrote it and I recorded. I wrote 7 years ago.
Mm.
Let me just start from there.
Okay.
I was in a... I think I'm going to share the story someday.
Mm.
When I can really go into the details of it and when I have a clarity in my spirit to go into the details, because it's quite sensitive as well. But I had made decisions and I had banked my life on something and a process that ended.
Wow.
And I had lost myself. Mm. I'd lost everything.
Mm.
And I just felt like, I want to go to heaven.
Wow.
And it was the dark, I can say it was the darkest phase of my life. And I mean, I've seen things growing up. My dad and my mom had their fair share of struggles, but this was a different kind of struggle.
Hmm.
And I just felt like God, I mean, I blamed God. who else did I blame? I blamed God. I felt like, God, when I was about to make this decision, you should have just showed up in front of me and beat me so that I don't make it, you know. And this thing took 6 years of my life of just trying to do the best I could. Yes, I was trying to do the best I could. And eventually I knew that it was time to just stop trying. And I'd lost everything. When I say everything, I mean everything.
Everything.
And I had lost myself as well. And I had stayed away from everybody that cared about me. So in that space, I remember just... I used to lash out at God a lot. And I'll just lay on the floor, throw tantrums, you know, tell him to come and take me. Because and that night I heard the Holy Spirit ask me to take a pen and a paper.
Mm.
And I was even like, I won't do. You know, but I did. And I heard him. So it, the way the song came, it was more like, I'm the God, I'm the Lord that would hold your hand.
Mm.
So it was more like him speaking to me. And I wrote it how I heard it.
Okay.
When you're dark, in the dark I'll show you light. When you're empty, I will fill you up. That's how it came.
Mm.
And it was in my diary. Years later, after I had released, I started music as a independent artist.
Mm.
I had released You Are God, my first single, and I had released Jesus, which was a banger, my second single. And I was just going through my diary, my old diaries, and then I saw it.
Mm.
I'm like, huh. You know, so I kind of rewrote it.
Okay.
To become a song, sorry. This was 7 years ago.
Mm.
Now, fast forward, I decided to sing it. So I recorded the song in 2021.
Wow.
So what you're listening to now is a 2021 production.
Really?
Yes. And Francis will say, remember when we got to the studio and I had to record? I needed to take myself back to where I was when I wrote the song, because now life had become better. So I may not be able to connect back to the emotions that came with the story of the song. So we were in the studio in Spintex, and I said to Francis and my manager at the time, you guys be on that side, leave me on the side and turn off the light. This song was a one take.
Wow.
One take. When I was done, I was like, second take, please, Francis. I said, come out. We're good. We're not going to get this kind of emotion again. And now it became release it or don't release it.
Oh.
And I kept saying, no, if you release it now, you have to tell the story. And are you ready? You know, and I just sat on it since 2021.
Hmm.
you know. And when we were putting together the EP, we had done four songs, and I felt like, oh, one more song. And I said to my management, this one. And I remember saying to them, this song we're putting on the EP for me.
Yeah.
This is my song. This is my testimony. This is my journey. So it doesn't matter if anybody doesn't resonate with this song. It's for me. And we put it on. But it's interesting because when we were going around and doing the media rounds for the EP, we were using Come and See, the feature was featuring...
Of course, I remember that was what we actually used over here.
Yes, featuring Akase Brimpong, amazing man of God. We were using that as a spotlighting song for the EP. But when we went to Lagos to promote the EP, they would listen to the full EP and say, okay, so Come and See is a beautiful song and we love it. It's danceable. You can play it even in non-Christian gatherings. But you see this song. There's something about this song. And same thing South Africa. I mean, the church I went to in South Africa made, before I even came, we had put out a lyrical video for this song. Before I even came, the whole church knew Hold My Hand. So it was, they were like, sing Hold. I came to sing other things. I wasn't going to sing Hold. And they were like, please sing Hold My Hand, you know. And how people would come into my DM, reach out sometimes through other people and say, this song, I'm going through ABC and I listen to the song, you know, and I feel like there's something God did for you that he can do for me. And it's just a blessing, Doreen, to see that God can give you a gift in the lowest parts of your life that might not even be just for you. You know, so
this is beautiful. And that song was in a category with Adina, Abiana, Niela, Titi Owusu, and Lodina the Soprano. Did you see yourself winning, looking at the list here?
If I must be honest, no. So the first time I had a VGMA anything was 2 years ago. I was on the unsung category, and I didn't win that. And that one had to do with us actually performing to prove to you that
to
we
you
can
that
sing.
We can sing. And that one you didn't.
You know, and that one I didn't win it. So this one, I was really just grateful that of all the amazing female singers in this country, whether gospel or secular, I was just really thankful that as many as we are, you know, I was even selected amongst the six that were in that category, you know, and I think for me, in, if I must be honest, I was satisfied with that. You know, and I would say, oh, Charlie, let's go and cheer gospel on. So I remember on the night, okay, fine. My, I knew you're going to come to the outfit. So I was, I was having a conversation with my team and Siba, who has been the one who's costumed me from every music video since I started. She's been with me. She's on my team, my management team. Was not available to make my TGMA outfit. I was like, oh, don't worry, we'll win. So
you just put some nikai and top for me.
I said, oh, don't worry, don't stress yourself. Because she was trying to figure out, okay, whilst I'm not available, let me get someone that can do it for you. I said, oh, don't worry yourself. I'm going to get someone to do something simple, you know. And so that was the mindset. That, oh,
something simple.
Oh, not the costume. I'm just saying the mindset was like, oh, we're just going to cheer other people on. We're very happy with the nomination.
Okay.
Not because I thought I didn't deserve it or I thought I wasn't vocally good enough. I was just really happy to be nominated. And I think it was more overwhelming that it was this song. This song again. You know, so on the red carpet on the night, you know, a few people asked me, so what do you think? Who are you cheering on? I said, the gospel. Whoever wins it for the gospel. And I remember when John Jermaine and Becca, you know, said my name.
They mentioned your name, Quindalyn.
Honestly, as they were
female vocalist of the year.
As they were mentioning my name, another name was also coming out of my mouth. You know, because I was trying to say, like, this is who's going to win. Obviously a gospel person as well. And so when I heard my name, I hesitated for a few seconds. So if you watched, you'd have noticed that after they mentioned my name, they were like looking for me. I wasn't sure it was my name. You know, so my ministry assistant was like, Auntie Queen. I'm like, And then we went on stage and I'm sure you realized that.
Yeah.
I was a bit shaken with my speech, but I thank God. It's a big deal. So
I'm
I thank
so
God.
Happy for you, and congratulations to you once again.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us here on Daybreak Hits, of course, my guest this morning is Quindalyn, and Quindalyn won the Female Vocalist of the Year at the Telecel Ghana Music Awards this morning. We're having a beautiful conversation with her. The song, I've had to listen to the song, and it was so beautiful. If you haven't listened to that song yet, go and listen to it. It's titled Hold My Hands. That's the song that won her the Female Vocalist of the Year. We've already played it. We'll play it again, but you can also go online to listen to the song. You understand where the award is coming from. Of course. And your outfit at the TGMA. I mean, I was online and I saw people say that, oh, Quindalyn's outfit is beautiful. It's unique. It's different. It's nice. And the black color looked so good on. In fact, today you're also in black.
I think my wardrobe is 70% black, if not 80.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I like black.
Every other day I've seen you black. Wearing black. Yes.
Yeah, I like wearing black, and I think it complements my skin tone as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, and you look beautiful. That outfit was beautiful. And did you come up? We know sometimes you just go to somebody and be like, oh, you just so trousers and stuff for me, or you go like, oh, just sew some skirt B and some normal top B.
Okay,
like how was it? What went into selecting the outfit?
So since Sheikh Baisiba was not available to make this outfit, because I mean she's done all my outfits right from music and my outfits. She understands my style.
Yeah,
you know, I asked my ministry assistant Quinsta to recommend someone young that can just do something quickly for us, you know, and she introduced Ella Jacobs.
Okay.
And Ella Jacobs is a young Christian fashion designer. I think she sings as well in church.
Oh.
Yes. And so I met Ella and I said to her, okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to do comfortable and simple, but with some sort of elegance. And I know how to carry myself too. So, and she was like, okay, so we went back and forth. I sent her a few inspirations of like just baggy trousers and baggy tops. I was just thinking about comfort on the night, but let it have a bit of glam to it, you know. And then she came up with a different kind of style. Let's put a color, let's, you know, embellish it, let's put embellish your arms. And I mean, when I saw it, when I went for my fitting, I was like, okay. You know, and I was very comfortable on the night. The fabric was flattery, enough shine, not too much, not overbearing, pretty covered up, because my style is to be covered up, but still you can be very covered up and still look very beautiful and very elegant and still radiate elegance, you know. So, yeah, thank you.
Ella Jacobs, we will come and look for you. We will look for you. Now, let's speak of Table of Men. Do you know them?
I do.
Oh, you know Table of Men?
Yes.
Did they help you win this award?
I think the Table of Men, from my understanding of this, men who I think have been a blessing to my ministry as well are a group of men in the gospel industry that speak for the gospel industry.
Okay.
And I don't think it's sired to me or anybody. They speak for the gospel. Did they help me win? I don't know what happens behind the scenes, to be honest. And but my category was not open to the public vote, because I remember just waiting for my voting code and I never got it.
Never got it.
You know, and people kept asking, what's your code? We want to vote from the US. I'm like, there's no code. So that's why they will wait. You know, and I understood it was totally based on the board and the academy.
Okay.
Which I have no clue how many people on the board and how I find the academy.
Who is even on there? Okay.
So I can't really, but I'm sure they speak for the gospel. From what I know, they speak for all of us. So maybe if their opinions were asked, or they must have spoken for the gospel.
Do you think they have their favorites?
But you have to ask them this one. I don't know.
You know, sometimes you are. You know them, but you feel, they give too much energy to this person, that person. But when it comes to me, maybe they are not doing the same for me. Does it come across like that?
Typically for me, I never walk around with a sense of entitlement. Everything I have, I see as a privilege from God. even a good morning. If you wake up tomorrow, Doreen, I have your number, you have my number. If you wake up tomorrow and you say hello, have a blessed day, I see that as a blessing, because you could have texted any other person. So I don't wake up in the morning walking around feeling like I'm entitled to someone's love, entitled to someone's support. So however little I get it or much I get it, I'm just really appreciative. And I'm very intentional. Life has taught me to be very intentional with relationships, because we never know, you know, I don't undermine anyone. You never know. They always say that a gatekeeper is most times, if you have to see a rich man, if the gatekeeper says no, you are not seeing the rich man. So he may not earn so much money, but in that his little post, he has a lot of power to stop you from seeing who you want to see. So I don't undermine anyone, and I don't walk around with a mind that I deserve this, you should give it to me, why are you giving it to someone else? It's never been my trait. So I'm just thankful for whatever support I get.
But what are your general thoughts on them? I mean, the table of men. What are your general thoughts on them?
Table of men, I can only comment based on my experience since I started as a independent artist. They have been a blessing. They've been a great support. There are times that, like in the beginning, I'd want to release a song. There are certain people I'll send the songs to and say, oh, please, can you listen? Is it okay? Should I change something? And they're very candid. It doesn't always have to be a pat on the back. They can listen and say, wait, go back to the studio, or say you shouldn't have done. You know, it's candid opinion, and I appreciate all of that. So for me, they have been a blessing in my journey as much as a few other people have been a blessing to my journey. So I'm thankful for them. Maybe not collectively as a table, but I mean individually, I have relationships. You know, these are all big brothers in the industry, and it's not just them. I have a relationship with you too, of course. I'm also thankful for you.
That's so good to know. So now that we are Female Vocalist of the Year, the TGMA, what does it mean going forward? Because I mean, this is good. It's a big deal. So what's the way forward? What are your expectations in months, years to come, considering the fact that you're holding something that next year somebody could be the winner, or you could take it again?
I mean, I'm just praying for grace. God never makes mistakes. So if God has in his infinite mercy remembered me in this way or honored me in this way, I am praying for grace to know what to do, how to do it, to harness this. My team is also working. We are working on an album this year. You know, and we have a few good features in there. We have, you know, with me, I walk very closely with God. And it's not a cliche. I like to wait until I hear I hear names. Sometimes I hear certain names and I'm like, this person, God, are you sure? And God just brings the person right to me without a struggle. So we're working on an album this year, and a few other things are in the pipeline. We're just trusting God for the strength and direction.
And I'm hope. Is that Joe Metal?
Hi, Rachel.
Hey, Joe.
And he's wearing black too.
He's wearing black. Were you going like
that? Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not doing anything today.
So
I'm not supposed to come on your show yet.
No, you are not supposed to come on my show. But
How are
you doing?
I'm well, Lord.
Joe, so what? I see you once every year. What?
But you don't look for me.
Joe.
At least they're flashing me. Can't have me passing my cattle.
Joe, me say, Yakubo Bechen and Kofobi on Beber Ninumso. Yakubo Bechu Seme.
Bechu so.
Aye.
For the rapping. And
The audition is ready. Kitwebi.
Joe.
Kalanda Chinti.
Joe. Neither now, yes, sir. We have to go to the studio to do this work. This one is not a studio.
And no, I can make it. You already have a microphone, you have the headphones. You even have like. With that, if you give him some background,
call Leno Botebiona.
So I'm sure you can, but don't worry if you want to. I'm sure.
I want to have one on one with you. It's like me in your studio,
so that nobody will hear you say.
Yes.
Okay. It's just the two of us. Say.
Yes.
Okay. Then now I can judge through that. Okay.
It's good to have you. This is Quindolin.
I know. I actually was standing here talking to the guys. I didn't look. inside to see.
So you didn't prompt me. So you're waiting for Joe to go. Then you tell me he came here and then left. What is that?
Once I'm in the house, I said, let me come see the family.
Gwendolyn is female vocalist of the year.
I know. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
And he posted when I won. So thank you so much.
Joe, you haven't posted me as one of the top rappers in Ghana.
So you don't sing anymore, you rap.
I dance.
Hello, Paddy, I'm talking to you.
You see?
Listen to me.
Ah, Joe.
I'm sure every millennial or whatever would know that rap.
Oh.
You don't know that rap?
Me, my own comes with a unique touch.
Okay, give us freestyling.
Let's go.
One, two, let's go. Hey.
Hello, Paddy. I'm talking to you. Hey. Listen to me. Hey. Boho, boho. Hey. And the Akanede. But Joe, tell me, there's vim in this voice. It can do a lot of things.
There's nothing too hard for the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. You see, Vridash. Oh, yeah. But Joe, we have a concert coming.
Yeah.
Is it this month?
30th.
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 And it's free.
It's free.
People had a problem. It was free.
It was free. Oh, why?
They said that it's like when you do free, then everybody wakes up and they think everything is free.
Hey.
Where is Coca?
No, it's once in a while it's free, but I mean,
yes, I remember.
This is like a directive. If not, I wouldn't have done it free.
Of course, I remember Ninoy mentioned it.
So that's why we're doing it for free. I mean, this event has always been a paid event, but for the first time, we're just opening it up and allowing people to come in and worship. It's a very significant meeting. That's why we don't want to put restrictions. Mm. I can afford. No, it shouldn't be that. We want people to genuinely be blessed and transformed by God, and so that's why we're allowing it to be so. So it's a revival meeting. So, but I'll proper come back and then give you more.
Of course,
details.
I know you will come back, and thank you so much for stopping by to
say
hello.
Thank you,
thank you so much.
And I need to check your songs out.
Thank you, sir.
And that was Joe Metal, of course. Just like Gwendolyn said, he did post her on that day, and it's just beautiful to know
and
that.
And Diana Hamilton.
Oh, Diana did as well.
Celestine Duncan. Oh, well. I mean, I'm just really grateful.
This is beautiful. I mean, and when it comes from people, you know, your seniors, you've come to meet in the industry, and they all believe what you're doing. It's such a beautiful one. So, should I say, in all of this, with all the excitement, what would you say has been your biggest challenge as a gospel artist? A biggest challenge.
Biggest.
Biggest.
24 hours is not enough.
It's not enough.
Because I do a lot of things. Mm. You know, because I do a lot of things. I would want to spend more time with God. But I have to juggle ministry, juggle church, juggle business. Mm. And construction is day and night. If you're doing maybe renovation for a client that is maybe food, beverage, restaurant, you work when the shop is closed and you have to clean up before it opens the next day. So, and then I'm doing an MPhil at...
Yes, I remember. There were two,
yes,
right?
So I'm doing an MPhil at All Nations University.
Okay.
And then I'm doing my PhD in Oral Roberts University. So I'm in two unis at the same time, getting semi PhD and PhD. So it's a lot of mental work.
Gwendolyn.
So it's the 24 hours.
I remember
that's my problem.
When you got the admissions, I think that was the time we were having the interview.
Yes.
We're all happy about it. I thought you were just going to choose one and leave the other.
During this matter is a matter. I was going to, I mean, at some point, I think it was last month or last 2 months, after I came back from South Africa, I had missed about 3-4 classes for the MPhil. I just felt overwhelmed catching up. I was like, you know what? I'm doing a PhD. Why am I doing an MPhil? So I said, I want to go. And so I just went quiet. I just went quiet. And they reached out to me, why are you not in class? I said, oh, the time is not. No. You would come to class. And the way they are coming for me, like God sent them to me, I'm like, okay, you're fine. I'll do it. Yeah. So I'm back on it. Yeah.
Wow. That's so good to I mean, to go with you, I think that you're doing amazing.
Thank you.
Music-wise, awards, and now you here putting an album together, you're schooling, you're working, you're putting all of this together. Gwendolyn, we can only wish you all the best.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you because, I mean, we're all here. We saw you. We've been with you, and, yeah. I mean, the growth has been simply amazing.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a one thing...
Why is she laughing?
If there's one thing... If there's one thing that you would say today,
mm-hmm.
what would that thing be, especially to upcoming musicians, gospel, those who are in your field?
Trust the process.
Mm.
I mean, I didn't just spring out from nowhere. Trust the process. I started serving.
Mm.
Let me put it that way. Yeah. I started serving at age 14.
Mm.
And I have done BV band member for plenty people.
Plenty people.
You know, so trust the process. If you believe that God has called you,
mm.
if you believe that God is taking you somewhere, don't go ahead of God. Just trust the process. Because when you walk with God, you won't struggle.
Hmm.
I think just happened because God makes it happen.
God makes yes. it happen. Congratulations to you once
Thank you.
Again. And we hope to see you often and often. When the album drops, remember, this is your home.
Mm-hmm.
Do well to come by. Let's discuss the album. Let's see the way for it. Let's win more awards next year.
Amen.
And what are your social media handles again?
Oh, Gwendolyn Yeargley across all social media. Instagram is at Gwendolyn. But I mean, before we leave, I want to say a big thank you to Hits FM, to Aww. You, and to Dusty as well, because he's interviewed me before.
Yes.
Pridash, Mr. Mm. Agla, mm-hmm. and the entire team. I want to say thank you for coming on this journey for mm-hmm. me. Every time I release a song, I have something I'm doing, you're present, and you do it like it's your own.
Yeah.
So thank you so, so much, and God bless you.
Thank you so much, Gwendolyn, as well. And go on, follow her on social media. And for the songs on the EP before the album, if you haven't listened to that EP, go back, the Birth EP, go and listen to it, and go and listen to Hold My Hands. That's the song that won her the Female Vocalist of the Year at this year's TGMAs. Wish you all the best, Gwendolyn. And I know what for I could cry. Say holla.
Holla.
Holla to us. Redash, Hold My Hands, where will be man? Because I'm
Bridash,
sure
that how is married life?
Bridash, Gwendolyn asked you a question. Bridash, she asked the question. Come and
life?
Answer the question. Now, wouldn't him see? I wouldn't see. Surprise, wouldn't him surprise forever? Wouldn't him surprise forever?
I was in the country, Bridash. Forgive me, okay?
Marriage life is sweet, isn't it? It's nice. Hold My Hands is Gwendolyn's song, the song that won her Female Vocalist of the Year. There you go. Producer, a happy birthday. GMJ, good morning to you wherever you are, and happy birthday to you. But of course, my guest this morning is Kojo Black. Kojo, how be?
Charlie, then a Kosu.
Bibia Kosu Kama. Everything
cool?
Oh, we thank God. Can you tell us a bit about yourself, Kojo Black?
Okay. So it's been like you and I met, like... We should start the conversation from
which
there.
Which is okay. Like, oh, but
I think Ghanaians even know me fair enough. Like, now, anybody who has social media knows me.
So let's take it that somebody who is just tuning in for the first time and is not on social media wants to know, who is Kojo Black?
Okay, so I be one lover boy to some girls, to some people. To some people, I'm a magician. To some people, I'm a dragon. To some people, I be ruler. So Kojo Black is definitely like, it's simply somebody who expresses his, not just emotions, but his thoughts of life in his music.
Okay. Mm. Kojo, are you Ghanaian?
Yeah, I'm Ghanaian. Fully Ghanaian.
Ah, okay, sure.
Full Ghanaian.
Did you live in Nigeria?
No, I never lived in Nigeria. But
you sound Nigerian, you know that, right?
Yeah, I've been getting that.
How come? Well, how do you sound like them? Did you learn it?
Yeah. I would say like, I've said this severally. I don't know why people don't believe though, but I'm fully Ghanaian. It's just me. Like who I am. I've been listening to wide. My listening range is very wide.
Mm.
It cuts across Afro beats, Afro, from high life, ranges from anywhere. So, I don't know. Maybe that's Ghanaian definition for good music. When they hear good music, it'll be like,
you sound like Nigerian. Yeah. Really? Well, I know. I mean, they speak English, so sometimes you know they have certain terms they use.
But you know, even in Niger, yeah. I've been to one Niger radio, or even I've spoken to a few people from Niger. They like the Ghanaian accent. They love it. Mm-hmm. Like, when I speak, they know I'm Ghanaian.
Okay.
Yeah, but here, when I speak, it's like...
Yeah, that's, we think you sound Nigerian. Yeah. I think it's because of the way you pronounce some of your words. Like, we will say but, you're saying but, you know, so... That's the difference here.
Sure.
Okay. Well, of course, you're into music. You said everybody knows you on social media. They know you on social media for what?
I can boldly say that anybody like who has phone, who has social media, you definitely see Kojo Black. That's my aim. I told you like months before, like that's what I wanted to do. That's what I really want to, aside releasing so many songs, good songs, quality songs, I feel like social media is like my powerhouse. That's the I really know how to use it and operate with it. Yeah, so that's how come I could reach so many people and get so much traction from social media. So that's like one avenue for promoting my music personally.
Okay. All right. And is it profitable? Are you making money out of it, or is just the popularity on social media?
Well, you know, once there's attention, you might not know who's watching.
Mm.
Once there's attention, it means people are. Once there's traction, it means people are falling in love. They are getting to know me, and they are getting. They are willing to go with me. That's what I can say. People that listen to me, because they are willing. You could see the eagerness. When somebody that listens to me, like I've been in Nigeria like this, there was this one guy that came out of the crowd, went for like one event. They have so many events. There was this one guy that came out of the crowd, hugged me for like about 10 minutes. It's like, damn. Like,
you're good.
Like, I could feel the exuberance. Like somebody going in awe because they love this guy's songs. They know this guy is good. They know this guy has great potential, and with attention and with support, he's going to do more. And that's how I feel like my listeners relates with me.
Okay.
And I love it.
Sounds really good, but you as a person, you as a musician, would you say that music has been profitable for you?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, like, aside doing music for passion, you also have to be, like, financially stable. Music takes money. Like, I don't know, but Ghanaians have to know that once you're doing music, you have to make sacrifices. And it takes money. Like, it doesn't take, like, just small money. It takes budgets.
Mm-hmm.
It takes strategies. It takes so much to be able to survive in such an industry like ours.
Okay, sounds really good. And of course, we're moving back to your music. Just like I said, I listened to one, and you're into full-time Afrobeats.
Yeah
Afrobeats. And so the way you sound, is it to appeal to a certain kind of market, or this is for all? Because I mean, as I said, you are Ghanaian, but
when you met me like months ago, I was sounding like this.
No.
But I wasn't sounding like so like
confident.
Audible. Yeah. I wasn't sounding so audible because I need to pick up experiences here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're one of the few people that said when you're on interview, you need to, like, your confidence needs to be 100. Mm-hmm. I'm still here, I remember.
Oh. Hey, Kojo, you remember?
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy because, as you said, the first one was a bit, you know, laid back, calm, quiet. But today, I like how you're, you know, your career, I like the way you're speaking. It's like, Shall I own my food, though? But you say what's up?
Yes,
I like what I'm hearing today, and I'm so happy for you. So with the sound, music, whatever you've put out there, how has the response been for you?
The numbers is making sense. I would say, like, not only in Ghana that people listen to me, and that's what's making it wow. Like, that's what's making it the ish, because if people are listening to you from UK and they are listening to you like crazy, you have crazy numbers in UK, you have crazy numbers in Nigeria, you have crazy numbers in West Africa, other parts of the world. I even saw one Indian guy.
Indian?
Yeah, one Indian guy, like, sing my song, like, on a guitar. It was amazing. So when I hear people falling, like, when I hear people in love with my music and they are not even from Ghana, like, it means so much to me. It means that, like, music can really travel.
It can.
And it's experimental, because I'm somebody you can use, like, as an example. Because it's amazing to have people outside this, our borders.
Yeah, all over the world.
We love you.
They love us and everything we do. That's so good to hear. You have a new EP.
Yeah, I have a new EP.
Oh, what's it called?
757. You've been wondering what's the name.
Why is 757?
Yeah.
That's a number.
Yeah. You know, like, 757 was the time. I actually finished one song. It's 757 of the EP.
Okay.
That was like the actual time I finished that whole song. So I went to check, because I'm spiritual. I told you before. I went to check for the meaning of 757. And not a coincidence, but it meant a new beginning, a fresh start.
Okay.
And I felt 757 is like my first EP, like my first body of work. And I want to make people know that they are used to like the normal, but I'm really different.
Yeah,
my beginning is different.
It's different.
That's one thing I want people to know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many songs do you have on the EP?
I have 8 songs on the EP, with the intro making it 9.
8 songs. Usually EPs people do 2, 3, 4, 5.
I told you I wanted to flood the system. Yeah, I won't flood everywhere.
Okay. Do you have any favorite on that EP?
The one playing, Abena, obviously. And I like so many songs. Like, all the songs are my favorite. I don't like.
Okay.
Even so, when I ask my listeners, they go like, Charlie, we know fit pick.
We like all of it.
Yes.
So the one we played was Abena.
Yeah.
So what would be the second one you want to
see? The second on my heart would be Union. The third would be Rugged.
Rugged. DJ Bridash, please, can we listen to Union?
Rugged. Yeah.
Okay. You see, you're sounding Nigerian. So Ghanaian will say rugged. You're saying rugged. Okay, but the pronunciation is different. English is English.
Yeah.
We have UK English. We have American English.
Yeah.
So we understand. Which one do we have? We have Rugged. I'm pronouncing like you. So let's take a listen to Rugged from Kojo Black. So it's actually on his EP. He calls it 757.
Yes.
That's the title. Let's take a listen to the song. He's, I don't know, there's something about your music.
It's nostalgic, yeah.
Yeah, there's, I don't know, like there's some shito in there, there's sugar in there, there's like everything that is sweet is in there.
Well, and yeah, with the keyboard mix and all. I swear. But
you have an
amazing
voice.
But yeah, there's shito.
There's shito
because there's pepper. Like, there's pepper. There's fire with my songs. Anybody that listens to it for their first time. Some people don't even know I'm the one behind.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, because I hear your name, I'm trying to connect it to the music, and I'm like, woo. Well, we can only push it, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we can always make things better for ourselves.
Yeah.
Do you write your own songs?
Yeah, I write everything.
What inspires you?
I'm addicted to writing, and I'm addicted to making music. So if you could hear I've even lost my voice out of that. My life is, if not for this whole promotion stuff, and not for like the fact that I'm in the entertainment scene. I need to be busy with entertainment stuff. My life would be very boring because it would be after from home to studio, studio back to home. That's how my life is basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like you do music full time.
Yeah, full time.
And so like when you're putting all your lyrics in, as much as you love to write, what are some of the things that you think about? What are the thoughts that help or aid you in putting these songs together?
So here's the thing. There are so many things that happen. Like, content for song can never finish if somebody says it would. That's how I see it. Because there are so many things that happens in our real life. Like, there are so many things that happen as we go and live. And that's how people would feel they are part of your songs. If what you sing about, they see it. If what you sing about, they feel it. Like, I've been on like this. It's a love song, but it's talking about fear. On the pre-chorus side, I said, I'm not scared of heights, but I the fear make I no go for. I no fear for dark, but I no know it in the inside. I no fear to love, but I the fear if you break. I no won't grieve if you break my heart. And the last is, I'm not scared of life, but I the fear to see my afterlife. This be something everybody the fear to see. Like, everybody's people, there are people that are not just scared of heights, but they are not scared to attain some heights in life. But they are scared. Hey Charlie, what if I did way infer? What if it doesn't work? There are people that are scared to be in love because somebody is definitely going to break their heart.
Of course.
And after this world, the only thing you should be scared of is where you be, where your soul is going to rest.
Wow, that's true. Yeah. Very, very, very true.
That's why I preach.
Interesting. So, have you shot videos for any of the songs on the
EP? I have videos coming out. I have performances, live performances. I have music videos coming out. Like, I really want to go hard this year because I knew last year was my debut year, but this year I really want people to really know me. Like, that name should be like a signature. That year KB is in the building.
And how are you promoting the EP?
Alright, so on social media I've been promoting the EP like crazy. And also I've been doing live performances as well. And also I just started my media tour. And also what's the name? School tour.
Okay.
SHS tour and universities.
Okay, I think the SHS B2 would be wonderful.
Yeah. It was the first school I went to was wonderful. Like, they never knew my song.
Okay.
They were jamming to it like they've heard the song before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, then you're in good hands. You're actually safe when it starts like that. Yeah. So I hope that you have that strength to be able to go through
Inshallah.
With the others, and then we're good to go. And try us for the promotion. You have to do a lot more work.
Yeah. I'm looking at radio promo, I'm looking at TV promo, I'm looking at music video promo, like on channels, on like big TV stations, on where you're going to always see it on your DSTV,
anywhere.
I want my image to be everywhere, like just as my song is getting addictive to people. Yeah.
All right. It will happen. Your wish is God's command. Yours is just to tell Allah, oh God, and you're good to go. Right?
I tell God. Make a
very, very important.
Yeah.
But I know, just like you said, you're so active on social media. I believe that a lot of your fans are listening to you right now. Yeah. What would you want to say to them?
Charlie, to everybody, I've been saying this for like some time now. To everybody, who feels they are part of my journey. Like, to everybody who feels, when is this guy going to blow? Like, when is it going to be Kojo Blacks? Like, I feel like there are so much stuff I don't even need to see on air, but I need to strengthen my people. I need to make my people know that who they are with is a dragon. I call myself dragon because I always carry fire. I know say we go get there. Inshallah, by God's grace, we go get there. We go scatter the whole globe. Inshallah.
We will definitely scatter the whole globe. And I mean, once you mentioned you went to Nigeria, I hope you also try and move to other African countries to do the promotions as well.
Yeah.
So, yep. We're here. We have our fingers crossed. You came here the last time. You're here today. And I want to believe that this is more like a family thing. So, as and when you put out something, make sure you bring it back here. And we'll move from here. And we'll keep improving. I know that today.
Charlie, shouts to Nima Boy. Shouts to Nima Boy. He always
As for Nima Boy, he's everyone's Nima Boy. Fly is one great person. So if you have Fly, in your corner, then you should know that you're gone. You're through.
And Charlie, shouts to Sniper too for pulling strings for us.
Okay.
For the media tour.
All right, and big up to Sniper too. I don't know Sniper. Do I know him?
Yeah, you may know.
I might know him. Yeah. Is the name of Sniper? What is Sniper? So, Kojo Black, what will be your social media handle? Since you're active there, I'm sure you want to put more on
there. So, on all DSPs, on all social media, it's Kojo Black, KOJOBLAK.
Okay. And where is the EP out yet?
Yeah, it's out.
So, where can we get it?
On all DSPs, like everywhere, Spotify, Apple Music, Boomplay, everywhere. Okay. Even if they release new one today, we go there.
757.
Yes, 757.
Is the title 757 is actually the title of the EP. Kojo Black is his name. Please, in your numbers, with your love, with your support for Ghanaian music, let's go out there in our numbers. Go and stream the music. Go and listen to it. Go and watch the videos. Let's give him the necessary numbers he needs. He has such beautiful, amazing songs on the EP, and you cannot afford to miss out on good music like this. So go and listen to it. Follow him. Support him and do everything you can in your own way to make him who he has to be, or who God has decided to make him in this life.
Amen.
I wish you could play more of the songs, but of course, people too for go stream.
Yeah. Charlie Ghana, give me a listening here. Charlie, give me your ears, your hearts.
Mm-hmm.
I won't make una go journey plus me.
Make them give you body art.
Yeah, make them give me their soul, body, everything. but give your life to Christ, Charlie.
Very, very important. Yeah. Very important. Thank you so much for coming through. I hope that don't let me see you next 2 years. So.
Oh, yeah, you see me this year.
This year, we already. I'm only saying don't let me see you next 2 years. It has to be, if the years come, maybe by the end of the year, I'm sure something will come up and then
we'll
you have
see,
to
I'll
come
definitely through. See you.
Okay. Definitely. That's good to hear. And I'm happy to have you once again. Hopefully next time when you come, it could be Andy Dusty, it could be me, but we're all here to support
Shapali,
you.
Shapali.
Right.
Ghana, stand up, Charlie.
All the best, Kojo Black. And as I said, go stream his EP, 757. Okay, we're trying to get him on the line. Make sure if you participated in it, you're on standby because you could be the winner. So those of you who have already dialed the number, remember we are picking two winners today. So if you haven't done it yet, you can dial *281#. Dial as many times as you can. You never know. The last shall be the first and the first shall be the last. I'm not saying that those who did it first are going to be last, but I'm just saying. So if you haven't dialed the number, get it going right now. *281#. Just click on number 5, follow the prompt, and be our lucky winner for our quick cash promotion. I have my first winner here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Yes, hey, so. I'm very well, thank you. Kelly, this one, dear. How many times, though? How many times?